This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The same process of logic, analyzing the Midrash on the Shein side, exactly the analyzing the Brisa on the Shein side, exactly as the Gemara analyzed it on the regular side. Sure. Okay. I only need to do part of that with Ibn Be'ezel. To go right through it is not necessary, but the first part is necessary. Sorry. I'd gone through it and forgotten that we hadn't done it this year. I don't want to do the brisker rov in the normal shear time. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'd like to do that as an additional. I don't want to hold the shear back on the Gemara. So we've got to find a time that is not either an evening that we're not going to have the shear. We could do it tomorrow evening, maybe. For those who want to do it. Sunday, I'm on holiday. Sundays, I'm on holiday. Sorry, Yom Sheinim.
I said Mashna Boker, Mashna.
Why not on Sunday morning? Well, you're not the only one to ask that, Kasha, but so far I've managed to be doche. To be doche. But at least Erev. Miktas Hayom Kekulu, at least. If you throw Erev as well, then there's no even Miktas Hayom.
I would have thought the evening was Monday anyway.
Then I don't even have a Miktas Hayom. But maybe tomorrow. Who's done this, the brisker of? Who are the people who've actually worked on the brisker of? So, are you available to learn tomorrow evening? And we're going to have another shiur Thursday, so you've got to be ready with this Gemara. Apart from, you mustn't need Wednesday for Chazal preparing the Gemara. How do you feel? Those who want to do it tomorrow evening, 6 to 7, 5:30, normal shiur time. Those who are able to do it or would rather do that, carry on with the Gemara. You'd rather carry on, so then we've got to find another time for the brisker off. We'll have to find maybe next week we'll find an evening. Says the brisker off. Says the Ibn Ezra. Mashma Zirikata. V'hinei v'loshen Rambam shekosov kol nefesh chaya v'chule habayim chayovim l'shayim sharem aminam hizik. Mashma dezehu iker tam lechiyuv tashlumin. It's mashma from the Rambam, according to the Tzad, that this is the iker time for the chiyuv tashlumin. V'loy de bishvil zeh mechuyuv bishmira. And not that because of the chiyuv he has to be shomer. That's not the reason. The reason that you're chayuv is because it's your moment. So why are you potter if you were shomer? What's the reason for that? Oynes. It's an oynes. Says the Evan Oezel, we've already established in an earlier section that the reason that a shomer is chayev is because he's considered in place of the bailim. He's considered as the bailim, otherwise it's difficult. Why is the shomer chayev? If the basic chiyuv is that you've got to be shomer and a lack of shmiro creates the chiyuv nezikin, then I understand why a shomer is chayev. But if the basic chiyuv is that it's your momen and shmiro is only a ptur, then why should a shomer be chayev altogether? The bailim should be chayev, says the Ibn Ezra in an earlier piece. When we come to the sugi, we'll do it. That we learn that the Rambam holds that a shomer is chayev in his capacity as in loco bailim. That's really what he is. Ein lo ichiach de iker din bailim umishum chiyuv shmiro. So you might want to say then that Bailus means the one who has the right, the chiyuv shmira. That that's otherwise in what way is a shomer a bailim? Just that he's obligated to look after it. So maybe you'll want to say that Bailus is created by the chiyuv shmira, and you can't differentiate this way. You understand what he's saying? That there's no differentiation. Either you say that the chiyuv shmira creates the chiyuv nezikin, or the chiyuv shmira creates the bailus, which creates the chiyuv nezikin, but it comes out exactly the same. Says the Ibn Ezra, no. The hashomrim nisrabu mivelo yishmerenu. the shomrim are included from a special ribui of Elo Yishmerenu, the Efshalema, the Mishi Yeshol of Din Shmira, that a person who is obligated to be shomer, Yeshlo Din Bailin Lenizokin. He has a din of a bailim as far as Nezikin is concerned. That's how he wants to learn it. And that's exactly what you learn from Velo Yishmerenu, that he is obligated to guard it just as a bailim would guard it. And he is, in that respect, as far as Nezikin is concerned, a bailim, since he is the one that has the access to the ptur of Oynes. He therefore becomes the bailim over the action. What does it mean? There are two kinds of bailus now. There's a bailim where you're the formal owner of a piece of an object. That's one simple kind of bailus. But a shomer is also a kind of a bailim, according to the Rambam. What kind of a bailim is he? What does he own? He owns the obligation to look after it. So what nafkimina, what kind of bailus is that? Make a big nafkimina, because if he doesn't, if he chooses not to look after it, then a chiv nezikin is going to be created. So he's a bailim in as much as he holds the key to the ptur of oynes. The ox goes out and gores. Whether there's a chiyuv or not depends on the conduct of the shomer. That means he's a bailim as far as nezikin is concerned. Ula'olam achiyuv mishum mamoino. The chiyuv is because it's his moment. He stands there as the bailim. Very difficult concept. But you see already the difficulty that Evan Ezel is running into if we're going to learn the way Tosfos learns. But it's all because of your moment. Because going to the Rashba, we avoid all this. Going to the Rashba, the Chiyuv is Shmira. That's the essence of the thing, is the Chiyuv Shmira. Mamela, the Shomer stands in the place now. He's got the Chiyuv Shmira. That's very simple. But if we're going to learn the Rambam's way, then you see that Evan Ezel is really battling in order to find a way to learn the Rambam and Tosfos. That's what I wanted you to see in the Evan Ezel, that we have a difficulty with Shomrim as far as the Rambam and the Tosfos is concerned.
We didn't find anywhere the concept of strict liability earlier.
How do you mean?
Even though it's your money,
right?
You've still got a chiyuv of shmira. That doesn't remove your chiyuv of shmira.
No, you don't have a chiyuv of shmira. If you want to be potter, you must be shomer.
So shmira is a ptur.
A ptur als oynes. But you're not chayav to be shomer.
So what's the nafkimina then?
The nafkimina is going to be firstly in the case of Tosfos and the Rashba, whether it's a sofik, whether it's din isur or din momen. Whether you're over an asay or not, I'm not being shomer. If it's just to ruin it, you can say pay to pay. I'm a very wealthy man, and I can't be bothered looking after oxen. It'll do damage, I'll pay. There's no isur. Whereas according to the Rashba, that's also, you don't have the right to say I won't be shomer. Shmira is not just a ptur, shmira is a chiyuv. That's the difference. Is shmira a ptur oynes, or is shmira a chiyuv? On which the whole nezikin is based.
So then how do you pay for it? It comes out that you can actually pay for the mistake of non-shmira. So it's a mitzvah asay, and you end up having a kas for it.
Yes, it's a mitzvah's assay, and the Torah, in order to give effect to that mitzvah and to make people take it seriously, attaches an oynish for it. Failure to do so will result in an obligation to pay.
Is that tshuva for the action?
Would that be entirely tshuva? No, it would only be partial tshuva. That would be tshuva in the Ben Odom L'Chaveira. Then you have to do tshuva like any Ben Odom L'Chaveira. It would appease the person. And then it's Ben Odom L'Mokum, which according to the Rambam you wouldn't have. You didn't commit an issue.
You can call that knas because it's
not really a knas. That's not really a knas. The Torah was mechayev you to compensate the owner in order to make sure that you'll observe the chiyuv shmirah. Yeah, but the Torah introduces it as a, sure, once the Torah has made it, once you're paying compensation, then it's compensation. But that's what the Torah was mechayev, that you should compensate, not that you should pay a fixed knas of 200 grand a going. That's why it's not a knas. Those are the two tzedodim in the whole sofik. A lot of the Achronim talk about this, the Sufik. Why? In what way not? Strict liability would be. Yes, yes, true. You wouldn't have the Ptur of Anis. Correct. So you have the Ptur of Anis. Is that so? In strict liability, even onus would not be a ptur, would not be a ptur. Just lack of negligence.
What does onus mean? Does it mean that
beyond your reasonable control?
Yes, that's the point. Is it beyond your reasonable control?
Yes.
Or beyond your control?
No, beyond your reasonable control.
So that's.
Is that what it would revolve around?
Even if it's beyond your reasonable control, you're liable. That would be strict liability.
Unless it's totally unreasonable.
No, unless it's totally impossible. Where circumstances make it absolutely impossible for you to stop it. Not just that you took the step.
No, that's not the case here. A reasonable shmira would be sufficient. And if in spite of the reasonable shmira something happened, that would not be strict liability in that sense.
So the only difference then is whether.
It's strict liability to start with. The principle is your moment you're chayav for. There's a ptur of onus. That's how I came to the strict liability. It's not that one has to look at it in those two steps in order to understand the role of the pshia, the role of the shmira. The essence of the halacha is a man is responsible for what his money does. Full stop.
Just, really, it's shifting of the onus of food. Because if you say your money damaged, then you would prove that you did
shmira
in the
managing case. I think you'd always be governed by I don't think you would get away from that. So I think the onus of proof would be the same.
But why? Because the person who got damaged in this life is the one who's claiming. So he's the moitzim mechaverot.
Right.
So what we're saying, if we say tashlumim is the cause of damage, then he's going to have to prove that it was your ox, and I was damaged. Now you have to prove that you.
And his defense would have to be I was shomer,
yeah.
And therefore I'm onus.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas if Shmira is the Chiyuv,
then Nizak has to prove
that he didn't commit. You're probably right. Yeah. There would be a difference in onus of proof. That's nice. That would be a difference. But the principle, the philosophy is what we're looking at. The philosophy is a person is absolutely Chayev for the Nezek caused by his moment. He's responsible for it. But as with all responsibilities in the Torah, onus is a Ptur. That's a general thing in the planet. It's got nothing to do with the laws of Nezikin. Nezikin is your money, your chayiv. Onus is everything. Onus rachmona patra is a blanket principle throughout the Torah, and it applies here no differently to anywhere else. But not because it's built into the Nezikin specifically. The principle of Nezikin is your chayiv for your money's actions.
Is onus always beyond the question of being beyond your reason?
Yes. Yes. That's what we need in the Yemen Ezel at this stage. We're going to do some more Yemen Ezel later on, but that's what we need right now. So now the Gemara goes on with its analysis of the Brisa on the Shein side. The reason that we know that Uvir means Shein is because we have a pasuk of Kashi Yavoir Hashein, Kashi Yavoir Agol Atumoi. Ho Lavachi B'mayo Kimne. What else could it possibly be? E Keren Ksiv, E Regel Ksiv. It's Trich answers the Gemara, no, I really do need this Pasuk of Kashi Yavoy. Sal Kedai Techamina, for without this Pasuk of Kashi Yavoy Ragolol, I would have thought, Idi Ve'idi Regel, that both Vashilach and Uvir go on Regel. Hod Ozil Memele, Hod Oshalach Shiluchi. Why do I need two Psukim? Because if I only would have had one, I would have learned that that's only where the Balabos sends him in. That's Vashilach. But had the animal wandered in himself, I would have said that's not his responsibility. Kamash malan. Good. Okay. So now that you said this is talking about Shein, just before we go on this, so why couldn't it have been the other way around? And if we'd had a veer only, then what? How would we learn then? If we'd had a veer only, And it should be that, because the whole thing is from Vashilach. So we would have, I suppose, have said no, but we would have, Shalach Shalichi would have been even if it was Ovir.
It's not the discussion of the first part of Mahalikana, then you could have possibly burned it out.
Right, well, I think we have to say that, yeah, that's not, the Gemara is not doing it from the point of view that the word Vashilach implies Shalach Shalichi. But that we would have to learn the smaller chiddush, whatever the word was, even if it was a veer, we would have said it's dafke shalach shiluchi. So now that we're taking using vishila for regil, where do we know from that even aslam amela yuchayev dum yidashen ma shen lo yishno shalach comes from vashaduki ashen regil aslam amela menala dum yidashen ma shen lo yishna shalach shiluchi lo yishna aslam amela af regil lo yishna shalach shiluchi lo yishno aslam amela. So we're learning two things from the hekesh. We're learning from the Hekesh that it makes no difference whether it's Mechal Yekarna or Loi Mechal Yekarna, and we're learning that it makes no difference whether it's Shalach Shuluchi or Loi Mishalach Mishuchi. Also, the word of Lichtu V'Rachmanu V'Shilach V'Loi Bo Yavir. Let the word Torah just tell us V'Shilach. No Yavir. The Mashma Regel, the Mashma Shein. From V'Shilach alone, I could learn Shein and Regel. How come? Mashma Regel Dichtiv Mishalach Regel Asher V'Achamur. Mashma Shein Dichtiv V'Shein Behimoyis Ashalach Bohem. I've got a posik in Dvorim, where we see that the term Shiluach is used with Shein as well. He loved Kroy Yaseira, Havamina Oiho, Oiho, Oiregil, the Zeke Motsu Yashin, the Yeshano Le Zeke. If it weren't for any extra posuk, I would have had to learn Shiluach as equally possible for Regil, which has the Milo of Ezeka Motsu, or Shein, which has the Milo of Hano Le'ezeka. So each one has a reason to say that's the one the Torah must be referring to. Michdis, let us see Shkulin Hain, they are equal. For Yavoyu Shneihem, Deheminayo Mafkes, and we have a principle that it is really equally easy to learn a limud from the same posuk, then we learn both of them. I still need them both. I couldn't have learned Shein V'Regel both out of Vishilach. Why? Because then I would, it's true, I could have learned Shein V'Regel, but I wouldn't have known the case of Aslam Amela. That I wouldn't have known. I would have thought it was Shalach Shiluchi. So really, the word of Vir comes to teach us Vishilach really means both. And Vir comes to teach us that Shein and Regel are chayev not only in the case of Shalach Shiluchi but also in the case of Aslam Amela. Says Rashi. No, just that's how the more understands it.
That's the final answer.
Yeah. Mashein loishna da holoiksiv be v'shilach. Oiha, oiha, oi regel mishum de zeke motzoi, aval shein loi, oi shein mishum de yeshano le zeke, aval regel loi. So each one has a specific reason why it should be the one learned, michti, shein v'regel shkulin hen, she'en ze chomu mize, sharei b'shneihim yesh bohen tzad chomu. So there's no advantage to either one. V'yovoyu shneihim b'v'shilach. Let's learn both from v'shilach. The himina ha'mafkis, the loi leisim yinei, which one are you going to say should not be learnt? Or Shnei and Shovin, they're both equal. It's Tichle Yovir. Answer the Gemara, no, we need Yovir. The E Mafkes me Vishilach, because if we'd learn Shein V'Regel both from the word Vishilach only, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Hani Milech the Shalchi, Ihu Bekavono, Liris Besadei Chavir. That this applies Dafke when he's Sholeach Bekavono to go and graze in the other person's field. But if it was made on its own, I would have thought not. Uvir comes to teach us that even if it wanders in and eats on its own or walks, tramples on its own, is chayev. And since we've learned even Shein Memela comes, is included from Uvir, Asir Regel V'Yalfim, and then we can now learn Regel from Shein. Says Tosfos v'shein behemes hashalach bom. Af agav damrinen be'alme behemes shiyesh lohem eres kenachash v'noishchoyes u'memisis. Even though the Sifri learns pshat in that posuk of behemes of shein behemes hashalach bohem, But he's talking about poisonous animals like snakes. That's the pshat in that shein. That's not talking about a regular shein. Davin Ashikash, he turned to the Keren. So how can you bring a raya from that posuk that Vashilach could mean shein? That posuk is talking about Keren. It's true, it says Vashain behemoth, but what kind of behemoth is it talking about? It's talking about snake kind of behemoth. Doesn't mean only snakes. It means all sorts of animals, including snakes. But among those animals are wild animals that kill and eat for hanor, like lions, leopards. That's also the chayus rois that it's talking about. The Targum Unculus on that posuk learns that v'shein behemus, it means v'shein the chaya bro, undomesticated animals, chayas. V'chaya b'chlal behemus. And chaya is included in the general term of behemus. So you see, from Unculus, it doesn't mean only snakes, it means chayas as well. And that includes, therefore, animals as well. Tartessus goes a bit of a roundabout way. You remember that Ashbo learned with his Gersa. Do you remember that Ashbo's Gersa on Tilda the Shein, Hani Mili, yeah? But then we said, no. Lo, Shein, Yesh Ano Le Ezeke. Ho, In Ano Le Ezeke. What did Ashbo learn? Hani Mili, She Yesh Ano Le Ezeke. Hani Mili, She Yesh Ano Le Ezeke. When is it considered Shein? When is Neshicha Shein if there is Hano? That's how the Rashbo learned. So according to the Rashbo, you see that there are certain Neshichas which are considered Shein, not Kerim. How would you classify the Neshicha of a Nachash? So that you want to say is still Kerim. Why? That seems it has no Hano. How do you know it has no Hano? We learned the Medrash, right? Oh, that's the thing. Well, what does the Medrash say? The Medrash says the Bali Loshen, the snake says, why are you asking me why do I bite without Hano? You Bali Loshen do the same. So what did we answer? What did we explain?
The one explanation is that you get, just like you get a nachas out of talking Loshen Hora, so I get nachas.
Yeah, there must be some nachas. Why would people talk Loshen Hora if there wasn't nachas to it at all? People don't do things without any motivation at all. If a person talks Loshon Hara, he must be getting some kind of nachas. He risks his olam haba, he's not going to do it for no nachas. There's got to be some kind of nachas there. It's no direct nachas. He doesn't benefit from the damage. That's not what he benefits from. He benefits just from the getting it out of his system or whatever.
Is Loshon Hara Kasani or Tavani?
It's Kasani. But even in Kasani, that's the whole thing. Kasani is like a kind of a kirin. But yet there's a taiva involved as well. Yet we see there's an aggressive dissident as well. But in that itself, sure.
In the Hanora, the Hollywood movement.
How do you mean?
You're pushing him down. You feel there's something
there. Yeah, that could be the Hanora, and maybe that's what the snake gets as well. He sees you fall, and he feels a mensch again. You're also on your belly. Maybe that's the Hanor he gets too. But be that as may, the Rashbo is willing to accept even that indirect type of Hanor, a sufficient Hanor to make Neshicho of a Nachash, Shein, and not Kerim. In Kerim, it would seem there's no Hanor at all. That's really, he's just somebody in his way and he needs to get you out of the way. That's no Hanor as such. Because we said that then all Neshichas would be Shein. Then all cases of Neshicha would be Shein, which it isn't. Now Tosfos has there's a Tosfos on this whole thing. It's on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. But the Gemara goes into the question of whether Nachash is a Muad or not. If Neshicha is a Keren, it's good, but does he only become a Muad after three times Neshicha? Is that when he becomes a Muad? If your pet mambas bites somebody once, you've only got chatzin ezek. The second time, still chatzin ezek. That's what the Gemara goes into there. And the Gemara says, no, Nachash is a mu'ud from Melechatchila. That's his derech. Nachash is a mu'ud Melechatchila. Correct. Correct. Says Zayin on the base. No, that's not it. The Mishnah is not here. The Mishnah comes. Yes. On Tis Bovamud base. If they are cultured, then they are not muadim. Vanachash muad leila, but the nachash is a bad deal. And if the Tosfos goes through, all we need is the end part of the Tosfos. He brings the Medrash Tako, asks the. Even a nachash who doesn't enjoy his neshicha, what do you benefit from eating? Become a kumkivan de urche behochi. Nevertheless, since it's urche bekoch, havi kemoi regel ufotu birshus harabin veloi havi kemoi kerin. Bosa de iayid. It's not like kerin after haoda. It's like regel he wants to learn. Afa pigi de miskavin lahazik with the choshev legabi achrini. So it's a bit of a hybrid according to Tosfos. It's got the kavona lahazik of kerin, but it's got the urche of regel. So Jeff, according to the Briskerov, he would give it that. He would say that the shame that it carries is regel, although it has elements of kerin and even elements of shame. The shame that it carries would be the shame of regel, because that's its ikur, that's its main characteristic. That's how the Tosfos here learns it. Our Tosfos learns it with shame. Once we've got the beer, we don't use that posuk in any case. Right, you can certainly learn like that. That posuk then, and therefore you can learn that posuk either way. That there's no hechrif to learn the posuk, yeah. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara now, to the Sugi of Bori. No, I don't think so. Have you done the next Tosfos? Do you want to go through it? Okay, so you learn the Tosfos.
We still need
Uvir.
Because otherwise, what I would say is, I imagine Shane and Regal would be only the case where you've sent them into the field.
Right.
But if they went on their own, then you would be bothered. The Intamar, Tikshi, Hashta, Hata, Parakla'el, asks this first. Let us ask the Kasha. The Kasha that we asked up top, where we said, Tamata Katab Rahmana, Tashid Yibral Hadala. That we said at the top, we live now with an extra posuk, a superfluous posuk of Kashi Yivarada Hablam. Alab Haki, and we said up top there, in working out why it was an extra posuk, we said, and if you wouldn't say that it's an extra posuk and you were trying to establish it on something else, the Mamukemes, we said if it was.
What else could it be, right? What else could it be?
And now we can't answer like we try to answer.
Okay, so what is Tosfos asking? Point in the Gemara. Which is the extra pasuk? Why do we need Kasha Yavoy? Because even without Kasha Yavoy, it can't be anything but shame. Now, what is it? And why can't the Gemara answer like it answered before? What did the Gemara answer before? And said, no, I do need it. Why do I need it?
Because there we spoke about.
Because I might have thought
the other two on regal,
that Mashiach could have been both.
Right.
But now I've shown that from a shilach,
I
can learn both taka. So why? So now why do I need taka kasha yavoya sagalo? Right? Shilach is in, we're saying, then I could have learned everything from the Shilach. Asks Tosfos, in that case, why do I need Kashi Yavoris HaGalol? What else could Avir be? Answers Tosfos, Dachikam HaBibraisa, the Ilu Lo Ne'emai V'Shilach. The whole thing is only if V'Shilach wasn't there. Now that V'Shilach is there, Enachinami, I don't need that Kashi Yavoris. But it covers us because it treats each one separately. I think that's what you've got to learn. Tosfos is saying that the Braisa operates, and I haven't checked an Ezo Neshef one, we'd have to learn. The whole pasuk together, and you figure out that from Vashilach you could learn everything, and Achanam you don't learn Leviyah. And that's why Tosfos says it's not such an easy way to learn a Braisa, and it needs a precedent. One sees there is such a style in the Braisa to be able to be split completely and require one to be able to learn each one without the Resha, without the Sefer, and the Sefer without the Resha. Because a veer can't mean regal.
It doesn't mean regal.
Yeah, but in what case, Rashi is learning, in what case of Nazikin, what does it do when it has lamamela? What does beer mean? It's Rashi Lashitosa.
Because it has to, because he's holding that the lotion of beer is that
fortnight. Is eating, consumption, right.
And therefore he learns out there.
So veer can't be going on regal.
Because the way you learn the question of the more is that they're both them or they're
talking. Yeah, but Rashi's not learning that, and Rashi's right Lashitosa.
Yeah.
Because veer must mean consumption.
It's just a
yutur, a ribu. No, you can't learn that. Not according to Rashi Lishitosi, where it says implied right in the beginning. Rashi said, "The mashma uvir shemevayel legamri." That's not regal.
The
is not like that. And it's also Rashi Lishitosi the way we learned with the smile that time that regal, the pashas of regal is not mechal yakana. Memela, you can't learn uvir to be going on regal. According to Tosfos, maybe yes, but according to Rashi, you can't. So Rashi says you've got to say uvir is only talking about shein. And what does it teach you? That shein applies even the azla memela. Once you've got azla memela by shein, you can use the hekesh to learn azla memela also by regal. That's how Rashi learns. It's quite right. Ask the Gemara, tell the Shein Mahi, this Chakha because the land also, the Tin for Paris land also. Maish no Shein, the Yeshano Lezek Momin Chushmiros Alech, and in Ami Yeshano Lezek Momin Chushmiros Alech, well, it's okay, Shein. Says Rashi. This Chakha because the land also, the Hippilosoi, or Tin for Paris land also, she is Galgolo Alehim Kederek Susin Mechamirin, the Hainu Dumia the Shein, she Yeshano Lezek. And he makes the coastal fall, and we were last time Why dafke vehipilosa? And I don't know the answer to that. Why it's dafke vehipilosa? He's mazik the wool. Or tin for peiros lanos, or he dirties the peiros with it for its own benefit. Shins galgul aleim bas, for example, by rolling on the fruit. Kederek susim mechamurim, as donkeys and as horses and donkeys do. The hainu dumyu the shein sheish hanol lezek. That's really a type of shein, because there's hanol. Maishna shein mehanaf the kamuk misbuk the rapop and betolda the shein beregel. In what way is shein, is the told of shein different from these? Or what time is, in what way is the av of shein different from these tolders that we would want to say that Rav Popper's case of lav kiyitzabrin is talking about shein? Kol hezek derech hiluch shaloi bekavona have you told the regel? That's his definition of regel. Any hezek derech hiluch without kavona, that's regel. Derezek emotzi ve'in kavonosu lehazek. Uvisa'aro shirid bekukelim. That's what, that's further on, isn't it? Says the Gemara, v'chika omer av popa atzol de regel. Tzol de regel mayhi ezika begufa derech hilucha besayru derech hilucha b'shalish b'shalaya b'frum b'yesha b'pia. Any damage which it causes while it is walking, either using, either with its hair or with its yoke or with its bit. Zug shebesayru mayshno regel ezika motzo b'moin chushminos on olecho aninami ezika motzo b'moin chushminos on olecho ela tzol de regel ke regel. Says Rashi, "V'sayro she need b'kuk kelim b'sayro the gerusom b'shaboson, that kelim became attached to her hair and she dragged them and broke them. Maishno regel, again the shvira rather than just damage. Not shvira, it's not good enough just to damage them. Might be, it might be, but it's strange that Rashi should. It would be a big chiddush just to say the hizikum." It's all mashma from Rashi that just if the kli is still intact or the wall is still intact, that there's no chiyuv, and it might be similar to this whole right. Rashi said right. That's going to regrow, but not as it would have originally. That was what he was said was loy bechal yakana. But by Shein you're chayev for that. Even Lo Mechal Yekana, you're chayev. But we learn from there that if it will grow Ketchila, then there's certainly no, then the consequential loss will not be applicable. And maybe here the Kosel is he hasn't damaged the Kosel. If the Kosel is standing, what has he damaged? So the paint, maybe he's taken off the paint. Is that called damaging the kosel if the paint is not worth a shovel pruta? I don't know. I don't know why Rush is emphasizing that the if it's, it seems to imply that if the object is intact, there's no chiyuv nezikin. Which is strange, but Rush seems to imply. Here too, shnei b'kukelim v'shabaro v'gororotam v'shabaotam. And there Rashi also by Ravitza said on the previous song, Verov Tzalein Kedei L'Shabra, not just to be magic them, he must smash them.
And this is all nothing, it's just a relic.
No. Yes.
Isn't it just talking about the earthenware pan? You wouldn't have anything in between us. A metal kli, you could damage.
No, kalim doesn't necessarily mean those types of kalim. Something that gets attached to his hair could be a violin or a harp or something also.
Could be.
I don't know. We just need to bear it in mind so that if we come across such a thing further on, we'll know that it's that there was. Maishna regel de mechayev de hezek motzui. Again, remember that we noticed that in Rashi right along. What is the mechayev in regel? Hezekah motzu is the mechayev. In the tolda, there's also hezekah motzu, and that's the mechayev. Without that, there's no chiyev in the chur. V'chika omer Rav Popper says the Gemara tolda the boir, and therefore you've got to learn Rav Popper's chiyev on the tolda. On the tolda, Rav Popper's case may be on tolda the boir, and the Gemara starts trying to learn the difference between yud and tes, which is the tosfos. You'll find the Marshal will help you on this Tosfos. How many of you have learned the Tosfos already? You all learned the Tosfos already. Nobody learned the Tosfos yet, so you need the time, Tucker. I was going to do the Tosfos tonight. You need the time. Okay, so the Tosfos that you'll see you'll find the Marshal will help you. Once you've learned the Tosfos, try and figure out the Tosfos asks on Rashi. Once you've learned the Tosfos, it's not an easy Tosfos. It will take you a bit of time. We have to try and figure out what Rashi's defense is.